thought he was excellent. We knew Northampton bring battling qualities. We knew that they're quite a direct side that would be aggressive, and we knew we had to compete with that. But also knew we had the quality to hurt them going forward. And I thought we stood strong, you know, to a lot of set pieces. We stood strong to a lot of direct play. Keeper made a wonderful save at 1-0 for us, and I thought we scored three really, really good goals.
I was going to say the damage was very much done in that first half. Three fine goals, one from Aidan O'Brien and two from Jed Wallace.
Yeah, I thought Jed's all-round performance was excellent. Aidan's got that ability, you know, 15 goals now from open play, and he's got the ability to score a goal. And first two were wonderful individual strikes, and the third one was all about Mill at home, you know, fast tempo, getting the ball behind the opposition, composure around the box, and obviously a quality finish. So pleased with the goals, pleased with the result, really pleased with the game management second half. We never really gave Northampton a chance. I can't remember my goalkeeper making a save second half, so really disciplined.
And you mentioned Tom King there earlier. I mean, he made two crucial saves when it was 1-0, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. I thought he was. I thought King was excellent. I thought his composure. I thought his kicking was good. He showed his qualities as a young goalkeeper. Obviously, Jordan coming back on the bench today, so there's competition for places there. But no, King, I thought it was a really strong performance.
As for the playoff picture, everyone else won as well, so it's pretty much as you were. But you know that you're in there, three more wins, and you're there in the playoffs.
Yeah, I knew. I presumed that the teams around us were going to win today. I looked at the fixtures and I thought there was favourable fixtures for other sides. Fancied them to pick points up, so I knew it was a big game for us. We have to expect other teams to win to the end of the season. We just got to keep the massive points. I still believe there's going to be twists and turns even in the last three fixtures, even on the last day. We've just got to make sure that we're in the best physical shape, best mental state going into games, and we play with that discipline and that quality on the ball, and you know, sets us up obviously nice for a big game at Fleetwood on Monday.
Yeah, you mentioned Fleetwood, long trip, 2 days of recovery. How will this turnaround be for you?
Well, it'd be a lot brighter because of a 3-0 victory. We'll be in real good spirit. That's 10 points out of 12. And at this stage of the season, that's a very, very impressive return. People were hoping to have Tony Craig and Shane Ferguson back on training pitch Sunday, if possible. And it's important to have competition for places. The players that have played today are putting a good shift and a good performance. Going into the business end of the season where we're at with three league games to go, having players in that sort of form as we saw today, you know, it's really pleasing.
And as for Fleetwood as a side, they were there in the sort of challenging for automatic promotion. They fell away a bit recently, but Uwe Ross has had them playing some great football so far this season.
Yeah, Fleetwood really, really impressive, as you expect from Uwe's teams. You know, discipline, organisation, very fit, good aggression in their team. I think it's going to be a really good game. Proper Mill performance, and be as disciplined and organised as we can be, as with aggression, and then use the quality we show today at key moments. You know, we have to reproduce them.
And just finally on the playoff picture, you were in the same kind of position last season, just getting over the line. It's just about staying focused and everything like that. I guess your players have been through it as well.
Yeah, it is just about being focused. You know, we know how important it is, what's expected of us. We're looking for points at the end of the season, and we've got ourselves in a good position, but we've now got to get over the line and finish the job off to make sure we're in the playoff picture.